Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance or practicing unconditional love and acceptance. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha, Laura.
Hi. This was interesting because I realized that what I have is, I'm going to start over because I was just going to say something that conditioning tells me. So what I did was I have a very easy time appreciating my dog. So I decided that every time I interact with her or every time I pass her when she's just hanging out, I'll stop and I'll give her a nice little pat and words of encouragement. And then I will do the same to myself. And that was so much fun.
Ooh, what a great tip.
Of course I know where it came from, but I was just like, oh, yeah, because I know I'm going to get talked out of remembering to appreciate myself. And here I have this physical reminder right in front of me most of the day.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. And for anybody who doesn't have that, we could just pick something, right? So mm-hmm. I happen to really love trees. So, and I often tell them what I think are their best qualities and characteristics and why I think they're so gorgeous and how brilliant they are. And so, every time I do that, I could also stop and appreciate the human being who is so appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, because otherwise it's kind of hard to remember, isn't it? Because conditioning is really devoted to us not remembering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, grateful for my dog, grateful for life.
Just grateful, right?
Just grateful.
We're just grateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mahalo.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura.
Wow,
it is such a good one. It is such a good one. And the thing that I was looking at, right, Jerry, is if you think about it in the spiritual sense, there that which animates the dog animates this person.
The human.
And so in the human. And so appreciating the dog is a way of honoring all of life if we make that movement that Laura made, which is it's because conditioning, in that conditioned sense, I'm appreciating the dog, which means I'm not appreciating me. But in order to ground ourselves in that it's the same thing, requires that shift of awareness and attention, which we want to make as a movement. Otherwise, everything is appreciated, and I'm still out of the picture.
Yes, yeah. And a piece of that, too, is moving away from, this is my dog. Right?
Yeah.
Because that puts it right back in that ego place that you're pointing at. So this is, as in the quote that we often do, this is God's dog, right? This is a unique expression of life. And appreciating that comes from appreciation for all of life. So owning that projection, turning it around, you could even have the dog express the appreciation to the human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All we're doing is seeing through the eyes of love.
Yes. In all of the ways that is possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Margaret in Menlo Park.
Hello, Margaret.
Wow, hello.
How's your world of appreciation going?
It's going great. And I forgot to do the exercise specifically yesterday because I was still working on another part of the project, you know, the program. Mm-hmm. But I loved that discussion that we just had because I get to have that experience every day with my dog and with other people loving her because I walk her every day. And she's so darn cute that it's like everyone stops and turns to love when they see her.
Just, yeah, you know, Margaret, it's really no wonder that people love pets the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's what happens to us, at least those of us who love dogs and cats and all other forms of little adorable things. That's what happens to us, right? We leave that world mm-hmm. of distraction and conditioned mind, and for that connection, we're seeing through the eyes of love.
It's really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate the distinction that Ashwini just made there and that you were both talking about then getting that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. that part is a little tricky, but I really noticed that my practice or what I'm committing to for these 7 days is presence or this, you know, this week long thing. And it's mm-hmm. been so challenging to pinpoint, it's like the a big fog comes in and like, what are you doing again? What's your commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Did you mm-hmm. make that commit? Did you do that? And then mm-hmm. yesterday I got to have my recording, my reflective listening buddy call. And it just was so clarified during that call. Just, you know, the whole struggle of conditioning not to let me have that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so what's and I will say presence is a big chunk to choose, right? Not that you shouldn't, but don't be surprised that it's a little more challenging than some of the things that can be chosen.
Right.
And you know, with what we're talking about this morning, with the appreciation and the unconditional love and that sort of thing for somebody else. It really, the thing that it can reinforce for us is the power of projection. Because mm-hmm. I can turn and have the dog say back to me what I just said to the dog, mm-hmm. which is a fun exercise in itself. But I must never lose sight of whose head is all of this appearing in and whose mouth is it coming out of.
Yeah.
You know, the dog is not the source of any of that.
Yeah, and I the last couple of days, with everything that's going on in the news and everything, I just, what keeps arising for me is I'm making all this up. I'm part of this, making this all up.
Right. Well, you are the one having your experience.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. my experience. Yes, and I can, in that, if I'm present, I can be present in a completely different way coming from love than from
well, and from
the opposite.
What Ashwini talks about all the time of collapsed or non-collapsed awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we're identified with ego and we are projecting from ego, awareness is collapsed. And so we're just looking through that little tunnel vision of ego's focus and ego's conversation. So I think when you remind yourself that your commitment is to presence, that's a way of stepping back into a more expanded awareness, because presence is a lot bigger than what the voice in your head is telling you about what's happening on the news.
Well, and I know, and it feels like when I admit that, or when I out that again, that I realize that I don't have to hate those people saying those hateful things.
Right. You don't have to become a hateful person saying hateful things about people saying hateful things.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. that is a more expanded awareness, yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm noticing one more possibility that I just wanted to share is I just realized there's this amazing nature thing going on in my backyard where there's all these little yellow blossoms that are out during the day when the sun's out, and they haven't opened up yet this morning. And I'm waiting for that moment when the whole yard, which is full of them, is, and
turns yellow.
It all turns yellow with these beautiful flowers. And we have been pulling them in places as weeds because they are, but they're also...
Well, and here's the thing, that what you're doing with presence, with your focus, your desire to be in presence, is you're waiting for yourself to bloom. Because that's the experience. The same, what happens when you see that yard full of yellow blossoms, the experience that you have is the same process.
Yeah. Life, living.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so my encouragement is to be as present as you can for that moment. So that there's an experience of what is created in that moment of presence. All right. Then you'll let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you.
Sharif, I was tracking what you were saying, that part of the problem with choosing something, not problem, but challenge around or opportunity in choosing to be present is that there's very little experience of what that is. And so if I am present to the experience of that expanded awareness around something like blooming flowers, then I can actually calibrate to that everywhere. Because if you ask the question, am I doing that, you're not present, because presence is not doing. And so there's a way in which we train ourselves to calibrate to recognizing the animating, the force that's animating as being present to presence, which I think is what you were suggesting with the flowers. Then you can be present to the news or present to hating the people who are hateful or all of those things, because you're looking in the right place.
Yes. That's exactly so.
Within quotes.
That. Yes. Yeah. Within quotes. Right. Right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And,
cool.
And it's such a, the kind of experience that Margaret was describing of looking out into the yard and seeing all of those yellow blossoms. I mean, I can feel it just saying it and
yes.
imagining what that's like, right? And then to know that that's going to happen, and to want to be there for that experience, what we're doing is choosing presence in a very tangible sort of way. And what we're doing is learning what that's like, so that we don't do the go up into my head to ask the question, am I present? Because the one thing I can know is, no, I'm not, and that's, we're never going to get there that way.
Yep.
I guess we say that, get here that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a movement of attention.
Yes. Yes. And it's an absence of self-conscious self. That's what happens in that split second. Ego is not there. There is just...
Mm-hmm. It's so fun. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here.
Hello, Colin.
Yeah, I always love really enjoying the spring here and all the yellow flowers. But with the assignment, I was sort of struggling with it a bit to begin with, and I was sort of looking at what sort of acts can I do for appreciation. And what I ended up with doing was doing a sort of a 5 minutes meditation, because I was seeing there's something about presence that it's about being interested in, and it's something about appreciation. So I sat for 5 minutes and then went down the garden and appreciated the flowers and the birds and the grass and the sunshine, and went to that place where I'm appreciating all of it and it's all appreciating me somehow, and that's sort of it's all reflecting around. And just being in appreciation, really, and appreciating my fingers and my legs, and just being in appreciation.
Yes, and that's perfectly it. We if necessary, it's the Saint Francis, right? Preach all the time, and if necessary, use words. So if you're not feeling the appreciation, then you can let the garden appreciate you. Right, you can bring conscious awareness to choosing that, and have that become aware of that feeling that is there, but we're trained not to notice it.
Yes, because I was sort of lost, really, and it was trying to find a way to appreciation, and it just seemed to go out there and just appreciate something was the quickest way to
Yes, and because we're having a very subtle conversation here this morning, the appreciation happened in the moment that it dropped in for you to go to the garden. Right? So appreciation is pursuing you.
Absolutely, because there was a conversation going on in the head about doing, and you've got to do this, and you've got to get this done, and there was all this doing, and I just felt, no, I'm not going to do this, I don't want to do something. It was more of a, to just stop and sit and appreciate and not actually get on with some jobs and stuff. So,
That's the unconditional nature, right? So at the end of the day, it's great to make a recording of everything that you did and really appreciate the person who gets on with life and, you know, makes sure there's food to eat and a roof over the head and all of those. And we want to appreciate that. And that can become very conditional, right? So if you didn't do all that you were supposed to do today, then you don't get to be appreciated. And what we're doing here is going into the unconditional. And that's the experience that we have that we are so trained not to recognize. So this was not the first day you went into the garden, right? You're in the garden all the time, but not aware that the garden appreciates you as you appreciate the garden.
Yes, that's what was different today. Yes, seeing that, I just had this sort of inkling that there was it's appreciation of the process, isn't it, rather than something that I have to sort of struggle for. So
that's right. And so now, as Ashwini was just saying, so now when whatever you're going to do next, I guess it's getting dark where you are, isn't it? But whatever you're going to do next, you can be aware of appreciation as you. That's a
right
way of saying it. But right, but appreciation can fix the meal. Appreciation can be there in the reading of the book or the talking to it, whatever it is. That appreciation is a process that is how we are as sentient beings.
That's a very relaxing way to live, isn't it? To fix the meal. It's very relaxing, isn't it?
Yes. We could almost say it's an aspect of awareness. If we were going to give awareness characteristics, then appreciation is one of those, and it takes conditioning, getting between us and whatever it is to stop it, to make us think that it's not there. So when you look at your favorite chair, what's actually there is appreciation, but we're not allowed to be present to that because we're busy doing other things. But now that we're aware of it in this way, we can look, turn attention, listen, turn attention to whatever, and feel that our experience of being aware of whatever that is appreciation.
Well, yes, and saying thank you, I suppose, to as I go about my day. Lots
and,
to be grateful for.
Yes, and with that, Colin, when you say thank you, it's your experience of appreciation because you are aware, because you are awareness. So the thank you to the chair is for helping you realize the sentient nature of your being.
Yes. So it supported me in that way. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, it's been really fantastic this month. The way I've just been, I really feel I've been sort of guided along to this place. So I'm really, really grateful for it. So thank
We're
you.
We're really appreciative, aren't we? Thank you, Colin. It
All right,
so
thank
good,
you both.
It just it feels does. So good. Yeah.
It does. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Right. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, Colin. Now, that was really subtle, right, Cherry? Because I think there were so many steps in the process, which is appreciation equals doing. So the interpretation of the assignment from a conditioned perspective is I have to do appreciation just as I have to do presence. And when you do appreciation, what we're aware of is we don't feel appreciation. We actually register the difference between appreciation from awareness as awareness and appreciation when we look to conditioned minds to see if we feel appreciated. Of course we don't, because it doesn't exist in conditioned mind. And so that notion of, okay, it drops in, let me go to the garden, because that's where there's a visceral feeling of being in the awareness that is appreciation. And so when we are guided to do that, we recognize that in being in the awareness, there is no self doing appreciation. We've just bypassed conditioned mind in order to slip into awareness. And we do use doorways, whether they're dogs or trees or gardens or flowers, as our access to get out of the self, to get into awareness, and then what we experience is appreciation or whatever the quality of awareness is in that moment.
Yes. Yeah. And there are 1,000 synonyms, aren't there?
There are. There absolutely
enjoyment
are.
And pleasure and happiness and kindness. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And they're all pointing to the same experience of oneness.
Yes. Well, and I think the point that all of us are closing in on is simply that when we don't feel appreciation, we're looking in the wrong place.
Yes. Yeah. And what you just said is the key. It doesn't exist in conditioned mind. Conditioned mind is no. And so we're never going to find appreciation for ourselves or anything else, an experience of appreciation in conditioned mind, because it doesn't exist there.
Yep. All right. We have time for one more caller, Sherry. Here we go. Next
All
caller,
right.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Patty from Vancouver.
Hello, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hello. What I wanted to say, an awareness that came to me about this topic, is I was at a restorative yoga with a sound bath component to it. And as I was laying there was a woman going around putting a blanket over people, just brushing their hand, and came over to me and she said, you know, are you all right here? And she put the blanket over me, and I just felt so taken care of. And what occurred to me was, oh, I can do this for myself.
Oh, I'm the one having this experience.
Right. And that it's possible for me to do a lovely light brush on my skin for myself. And so it just kind of lit me up in the way of, you know, I can be here for myself. I can appreciate myself and do these little gestures that show love.
Yes. And let me add another really fun component of what you're saying. You can not even think of that person that you're responding to as yourself.
Okay, can you say that one again?
Yes. That the thing that stops us from appreciating ourselves is we think we are ourselves.
Ah.
And when we are not in that relationship any longer with the human being that, you know, you call me and I call me, when we don't have that relationship of ownership,
uh-huh,
then we can truly be appreciative.
Huh.
So she could, this person in this class could be that attentive and that kind and that loving. We guess, we don't know what her experience was, but we guess that she wasn't confused that you were her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And right. So to have, and I would project it might be, since she's probably like most of us, it might be harder for her to be in that relationship with herself than it is with you and the other people in the class.
Right.
Yeah? And
right.
So it's that disidentified, unconditional love that we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And so I just ask you to watch for that as you go into it, because it's a great direction that you're seeing. And conditioning is going to try to turn that against you. Is going to try to turn it into whether or not you deserve that. And is that really the feeling? And is that the experience? And you're not actually, it's going to drag it over into conditioning. And what you had was an unconditional experience. So you know what's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves is to interfere, impede, and then eventually stop ego from taking us personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to sit with all of that today.
Good.
You've just
good.
Said. Yeah.
And then let us know how it goes, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Patty. It's just so interesting, right, Cherry? That I project that everything we've talked about in today's call is an experience of slipping out of conditioned mind and finding ourselves in awareness. So when the self is absent, somebody putting a blanket over you feels so as if you're taken care of. But if we were preoccupied with something, that would have not registered at all.
Yes.
And so to realize that it's not the content, but the absence of ego, as you pointed out, that we've slipped out of that conditioned process that allows us to experience life as appreciation or being taken care of or all of those aspects of awareness, because we don't feel separate. There's no one to feel separate when we've slipped into the moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm tempted to go back because that's how tempted I am. What Margaret was saying about watching the news and then getting upset and hating the people who are hateful. If that had been going on with Patty when she was lying there, She might have actually resented the fact that the person touched her or that the person interfered, interfered with her, because that's so much an ego reaction to anything, any introduction of awareness or loving kindness or the unconditional into its experience.
Exactly so. Exactly so. And for us to remember that it's not the, that's what makes it conditional, right? That's the way conditioning slips in, which is it's the gesture that is what produced the result, not the absence of the process that is always separation.
That's an important one. It's not what's happening, it's where we are.
Exactly. And sometimes it takes us to flowers of the garden in order to get us to that place. And that's all right. That's training ourselves.
Oh, it's, yes, exactly. We, life has given us, it seems, an infinite number of training wheels.
All right, so that brings us to the end of a fabulous show. Here's our assignment. Do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer.
All right.
All right.
Go kindly.
Take care, Sherry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody.
Go happy.